could develop an infection. There's no antibiotics. You could continually bleed and be debilitated, and you'd be eaten by a predator. So if you could heal quickly with a spot weld, so to speak, that may not look like the skin around it. Scars do not do that. They may not function like the area around it. Scars don't do that. But you could survive and procreate the species. That was the evolutionary pressure. So we evolved for speed and repair, and we compromised form and function.
That's Dr. Michael Longacre, professor of surgery and co-director of the Institute of Stem Cell Biology and Regenerative Medicine at Stanford University. Years ago, as a postgraduate research fellow, he worked under Dr. Michael Harrison of the University of California, San Francisco, the first surgeon to successfully operate on a fetus in the womb.
He asked me how embryos heal wounds, because the child would, unborn patient, the fetus would be operated on, and maybe there's a patch, like a Gore-Tex patch sewn on to replace something. And there was very little red around it 16, 18, 15 weeks later. And of course, you and I developed redness around a Band-Aid maybe in an hour. So I took that question and I began to work on different species, sheep and mice and monkeys and other things. And it turns out that you and I and every animal on earth heals without a scar early in gestation when our skin is kind of gelatinous. And then when it becomes a barrier function, we're tight-skinned animals. We're not like Sharpeys. You began to scar.
Longacre became obsessed with the process of scarring, also known as fibrosis. He observed that while fetuses heal with little scarring, the elderly do too. That's because old skin loses its tightness. Its barrier function has deteriorated. In this way, old skin is similar to embryo skin, which also doesn't have a barrier function.
Think of a bowl of Jell-O. If I make an incision in a bowl of Jell-O, it doesn't gape open because there's no residual strain or tension on it. But if I make an incision in a 14-year-old girl or boy's shoulder, it gapes open. So now I have to close that, and if I excise tissue, there's even a bigger amount of tissue missing. So the forces that it takes to close that wound is stronger than the forces trying to pull it apart until it's at equilibrium about 10 to 12 weeks later. So humans have problems of overhealing in the form of hypertrophic scarring and rare keloids. So I thought, well, mechanical forces must play a role, and that led to disrupting them with a drug.
Longacre's research has resulted in identifying a medication that heals wounds in mice without scarring and without compromising the skin's strength. It's a significant breakthrough because although scars look tougher than healthy skin, they're actually weaker, not to mention unsightly.
The color or the texture, or it's a bare area. There are no hair follicles or sebaceous glands or sweat glands in a scar. So there's no secondary elements, hair and glands, number one. Number two, the area between the cells, the extracellular matrix, collagen, etc., is organized as kind of a very differently than the nice basket weave nature of skin. And number three, despite all that collagen, it's only 80% as strong as normal skin at about 8 to 10 weeks after your wound is healed.
Longacre says he's now used the drug on pig skin, which is the most human-like animal skin. And the results have been promising. The next step is clinical trials in humans. If they're successful, Longacre says the benefits will be far-reaching.
For me, personally, I would like to have cleft lip and palate because the entire burden of that child is as a consequence of scarring their whole life for growth and form. So for me, that's important. But the big picture here, there are about 100 million new scars a year in the U.S., about 80 million operations, and it's hard to know, with burns and lacerations and trauma, probably another 10 to 20 million. So this is a huge amount of new scars every year in the U.S. And people always ask me, Dr. Longacre, are scars important? I say, only if you have one, and especially if it's on your face. So my lens would be things like cleft lip and palate closure, burns, and other things. But remember, there are 80 million operations. They all heal with a scar.
People with disfiguring scars, especially facial ones, can often feel ostracized by society. That's certainly emotionally painful, but Longacre says scars actually pose a public health threat. He's talking about a different kind of scarring, though, not the kind that are only skin deep.
Scarring is not just skin deep. there are many other forms of fibrosis or scarring that are internal. About 45%, almost half of Americans, when it was estimated almost 20 years ago, die of a disease that ultimately tracks to fibrosis. So scarring is an example of an acute fibrosis. But there are many examples of chronic fibrosis. For example, scleroderma, pulmonary fibrosis, liver cirrhosis, adhesions, right? After you have a stroke, your brain doesn't regenerate. There's a scar there. Or after a heart attack, there's a scar on the heart. And if it's large enough, you have pump failures. Inflammation in the pelvis gives you adhesions and infertility. So it's a huge problem, but it doesn't get the attention of cardiac disease or cancer.
Longacre says the development of interventions for internal scarring may not be too far off. In the meantime, millions of external scars could be avoided in the future. Even scars you've already got could be erased.
The average person lives a long time. Some people have many scars. So this would not only be an injection of vertiporfin when the surgeon is closing the incision at the end of the operation, but now you could say, oh, what about all those other scars that have existed for a long time? So one can imagine lidocaine cream being put on the scar or injection of lidocaine, come back in about 20 minutes, and the surgeon excises the scar under local anesthesia in the office, and then injects vertiporfin in the closure, and then it's closed. So there's many, many, many millions of existing scars that could be revised.
Harrison Ford without a scar? Maybe not. For many of us, scars are a badge of courage that we proudly display. But for others, scars are a painful disfigurement that bring much grief and pain. Burn scars are one example.
You die from a burn or you live with pain and disfigurement. It's a horrible outcome, depending on how big it is. It would be great if you could minimize that scarring for those patients and dramatically change their life.
You can learn more about Dr. Michael Longacre and all of our guests by visiting our website at radiohealthjournal.org. This segment originally aired in December of 2021 and was written by Polly Hansen. Our lead producer is Kristen Farah. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Greg Johnson.
Radio Health Journal returns in just a moment.
Hey, what are you doing up on the step stool?
About to clean these light fixtures. The whole family's coming over, and if there's even a speck of dust in the house, my abuela will find it.
Here, I got a Swiffer duster to help with that.
A Swiffer what?
A Swiffer duster. It has this cool extendable handle that reaches 6 feet to get high and low, with fluffy dusters that easily trap and lock dust.
So, no more step stool?
No more step stool.
Easily trap and lock dust from hard-to-reach places with the Swiffer duster. Love it or your money back.
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
Building AI systems is like having kids. You want your kids to be smarter than you are. You want your kids to be more successful than you are. And at the end of the day, you want your kids not to kill you.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
Febreze. Fabric Talk.
Hey, it's me, your couch. Today's my favorite day of the week, Febreze Fabric Spray Day. The occasional deep cleans are nice, but in between, you know I'm needing a refresh. Ooh, here she comes with the Febreze Fabric Spray. Oh, yeah, spritz them armrests. Don't be shy. Nothing like a good spray down to get me smelling so fresh and clean. Don't forget my back. Nice. Febreze Fabric Spray. It's just that easy. Now we can both breathe happy. Febreze. La, 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 la.
The innovation you've been waiting for is here. The Big Cheese at Crunchwrap Supreme and Tostada from Taco Bell. Built on the 16X Cheese It platform with the first flavor matrix stable enough to make a Cheese It Tostada possible and cheesy enough to power a Crunchwrap. Because if you want to change the world, you have to bring something big to the table. Think big and order the Big Cheese at Crunchwrap Supreme and Tostada from Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for limited time only while supplies last. Contact store for participation which varies.
Medical notes this week. What you need to know before quitting birth control. The side effects of stopping contraception can range from heavy bleeding, dizziness, mood changes, or bloating. Luckily, Dr. Stacy Sun, a gynecologist, says they usually fade quickly. She also notes that you can get off your birth control at any time. If you are on the pill, patch, or ring, your natural cycle should resume within 3 months or up to 6 months after removing an IUD. Protein is an essential nutrient, but are you eating too much of it? A new study in Nature Metabolism reveals that consuming too much protein triggers cellular signals that negatively affect cardiovascular and metabolic health. Scientists have discovered that getting more than 22% of your daily calories from protein can prompt these effects. They recommend that normal adults consume 60 to 90 grams of protein per day to support health. Why you should be juicing your produce. Nearly 3 million Americans have inflammatory bowel disease, which is chronic inflammation in the digestive tract. If untreated, this condition can increase the risk of death. Thankfully, red cabbage juice may be a good treatment option, according to new research in the International Journal of Molecular Sciences. The juice alters the composition of the gut microbiome by increasing the number of good bacteria. These changes improve the gut barrier function, enhance colon repair, and reduce inflammation. And finally, why are we always blinking? It's been believed that we blink to keep our eyes moist, but new research shows there's more to the action than we thought. Humans spend up to 8% of our waking time with our eyes closed due to blinking. Oddly, this time in the dark gives our minds a better picture of our surroundings. Blinking alters light patterns, which improves our visual processing, according to findings in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. And that's Medical Notes this week. I'm Shel Lustig.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
When you have lawmakers that create systematic policies that are really only set up to favor people with deep pockets, then you have the rise of corporate industry taking over.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we break down the science stories you need to know. You can find all of our past segments and guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X for daily content, and tune in next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.
This is WPFP AM Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station.
Don't about myself, and then there she was, like double cherry pie. Yet there she was, like disco superfly. I smell sex and candy hair. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah. Yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. Hanging around downtown by myself, and I've had too much caffeine. I was thinking about myself, and then there she was, in platform double suede. Yeah, there she was, like disco lemonade. Yeah. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, mama, this surely. This must be my dream.
103.1 FM sounds like this.
Somehow
93.1 FM.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank goodness. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans starting at $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh. What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh. I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure. But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some chances for showers and thunderstorms across the area for your Father's Day. We'll see high temperatures warming to the middle and upper 80s, south winds on the breezy side. In the overnight, more showers and thunderstorms. Our lows will drop to the lower 60s. It's 60 at our studios.
Across the face.
90s and more. 103.1 FM.
Nice day to start again. Ow. bracelet on your wrist. I've been away for so long. I've been away for so long. I let you go for so long. It's a nice day to start again. Come on, it's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Wow! There is nothing fair in this world. There is nothing safe in this world. And there's nothing sure in this world. And there's nothing pure in this world. Look for something left in this world. Start again. I'm always a nice day for a white wedding. Oh, it's a nice day to start again.
Thank you.
103.1 FM.
No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate cup. No summer's high, no warm July, no harvest moon to light one tender August night, no autumn breeze, no falling leaves, not even time. No Libra sun, no Halloween, no giving thanks to all the Christmas joy you bring. But what it is, though oh so new, to feel your heart.
Miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you,
Though I tried, but I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Favorite song playing on the radio. Yeah, the DJ said it was a game of easy come and easy go. But I wonder, does he know? Has it ever been like this? And I know that you would be here right now if I could have let you know somehow. I guess every road has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Pain like the knife that cuts you, the wound heals, but the scar, that scar say. Instead of making love, we both made a separate ways. And now I here found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears me up inside, and to see you cuts me like a knife. I guess every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
Looking for the 80s, 90s, and more? You found it. This is 103.1 FM.
I like it.
103.1 FM.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellum fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties, the best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some chances for showers and thunderstorms across the area for your Father's Day. We'll see high temperatures warming to the middle and upper 80s, south winds on the breezy side. In the overnight, more showers and thunderstorms. Our lows will drop to the lower 60s. It's 60 at our studios.
Yeah.